From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating finds himself in the middle of an international fight. Gerardo Valdez, a Mexican citizen, was to be executed in June. But after the personal intervention of Mexican President Vicente Fox, Governor Keating gave Valdez a reprieve until late September. The Mexican government is protesting that the U.S. violated international law by failing to notify Mexico when Valdez was arrested for murder. Legal experts say this kind of lapse has become routine in the U.S., and NPR's Barbara Bradley reports that could hurt Americans arrested abroad.
By all accounts, it was a brutal murder. In April of 1989, Gerardo Valdez met Juan Barone in a bar in Oklahoma. Barone was gay, and Valdez told him he should forsake his ways. When Barone resisted, Valdez stabbed him, slit his throat, and burned him in a barbecue pit. Valdez's court-appointed lawyer argued that his client had been temporarily insane, but the jury didn't buy it and sentenced him to death. Oklahoma Attorney General Drew Edmondson says it was the right verdict.
The fact is that Valdez testified at trial that if he had it to do over again, he would probably do the same thing, and that he did the victim a favor by stopping his sinning. And this does not sound like a person who was temporarily insane at the time of the crime.
But that's exactly what Valdez's new lawyers are saying. And they say if American prosecutors had followed international law, evidence of Valdez's insanity would have been unearthed a decade ago. The U.S. is supposed to alert a foreign government when one of its citizens has been arrested for such a serious crime. But it wasn't until April of this year that the Mexican government accidentally found out about the Valdez case. It was 2 months before his scheduled execution.
I think there's no question that if Mexico had been involved from the very beginning, this would never have been a death penalty case.
Attorney Sandra Babcock was hired by the Mexican government to reinvestigate the case as soon as it came to their attention.
Mexico has hired investigators, neuropsychologists, and have been able to gather evidence that fundamentally changes the picture of this case.
Among the new evidence, Valdez had suffered permanent brain damage in a car accident when he was 17. The Mexican government hired doctors to do a physical and psychological examination. Then that evidence was shown to the psychiatrist who had testified for the prosecution during the trial. Dr. Cecil Manott had concluded that Valdez was not insane during the crime, and that testimony helped secure the death penalty. But when Manott was shown the new evidence a few weeks ago, the psychiatrist changed his assessment. In an affidavit filed in court this week, Manott wrote, quote, "I conclude that at the time he killed Mr. Barone, Mr. Valdez was unable to control his behavior. In legal terms, he was temporarily insane." Margaret Pfeiffer, an attorney for Valdez, says that new testimony calls everything into question.
That, of course, is evidence that bears directly on guilt, because it suggests that there would have been no basis for the jury to do anything but find him not guilty by reason of insanity, or at the very least, to have not imposed a death sentence.
In June, Oklahoma's parole board recommended the sentence be reduced to life in prison. Then the World Court in The Hague ruled in a similar case involving German nationals that the U.S. had violated their individual rights by not alerting their government. Valdez's lawyers say that means Valdez should get a new trial. State prosecutors say the court does not require a new trial. And they say it wouldn't have made a difference in this case. While Mexico is active in intervening in cases now, it was not so active in the 1980s. Phil Bacharach, a spokesman for Governor Keating, says after doing further study, the governor decided that violating the international accord was, in legal terms, harmless error.
Looking at the court transcripts, speaking with the prosecutors at the time, Mr. Valdez's current defense attorneys, the Mexican officials, and a variety of interested parties, the governor came to the conclusion that it would not have made an appreciable difference.
Keating has given Valdez a reprieve until late September to appeal his case based on the World Court ruling, but Keating has said he will not grant clemency. There are dozens of other foreign nationals on death row across the country whose governments may not have been notified of their arrest. And legal experts say the U.S. could be the biggest loser if foreign governments decide they don't need to notify the United States when an American is arrested. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.